Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now, it is rather significant that we have two groups of nine in connection with the works of the Spirit. And we'll get into these in more detail later. I'm just making some observation right now. In the first group, which is mentioned in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, as the ninefold fruit of the Spirit, this might be referred to as a result of the indwelling.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
I wanted to begin, it seemed the Lord were leading me that direction, to deal with the Holy Ghost in the new birth. Then we'll go on to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and other related subjects. But the Word of God suggests a dual working of the Spirit of God in those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the dual working, then of course, God expects a twofold development in His Spirit-filled children. Now, the Word of God says, you remember Jesus said in John 16:17, I'll pray the Father and He'll send you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Then Acts 1:8 says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And so the Holy Spirit within is, of course, a definite experience. And in the new birth, the Holy Ghost comes within us. Now you remember this, that in John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, the 22nd verse, the Bible said that when He said this to them, John 20:22, Jesus breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now you see, the Bible said also in Luke 24:45, then opened He their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Now you see, this was done before the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost and after the resurrection, that something was transferred, or something did transpire, I guess is a better way to say it, within the disciples when Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost, is quite obvious. And also to these two on the road to Emmaus, as He opened unto their understanding, you see, concerning the Scriptures. Because, you see, up to that time, they were mystified. And a troubled group of people. But after meeting with the risen Christ, their condition changed. Even before the day of Pentecost, they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Luke says that they returned with great joy into Jerusalem and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. And so all of this came about by the Spirit of Christ, which was now dwelling within them. Now, of course, in addition to this blessing, the Lord commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the endowment of power. You see, one of them, there's a dual working of the Spirit of God in the life of the believer, or there should be. And that is, one of them is in the new birth, conversion as we call it sometimes, being born again, receiving remission of sins, receiving eternal life, or receiving Christ as Savior and Lord. But then there is an experience of endowment of power. You see, Jesus did not say, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be converted. He didn't say that. He didn't say, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be born again. But he said, until you be endued with power from on high. Then, as Luke puts it in Acts 1:8, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Praise the Lord. Not within you, but upon you. Now, it is rather significant that we have two groups of nine in connection with the works of the Spirit. And we'll get into these in more detail later. I'm just making some observation right now. In the first group, which is mentioned in Galatians 5:22 through 23 as the ninefold fruit of the Spirit, this might be referred to as a result of the indwelling. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But then there's a second group of nine. And that's in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verse. We are taught that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, and here also we have a group of nine. Notice how it reads, 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 11. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith, or as the Amplifier has it, special faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So from this, then we can easily conclude that the indwelling of the Spirit is for fruit bearing, and the outpouring of the Spirit is for service. Praise God. Can you say amen? Amen. Now then, let's look again for just a moment at scripture we looked at last night. For instance, in John's Gospel, we have a twofold reference made concerning the Holy Spirit or the Spirit. The woman at the well of Samaria, Jesus said to her in John 4, you remember, the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now that's talking about being born again, receiving eternal life or everlasting life, and shall be in him a well of water. But in the 7th chapter, in the 28th verse of John's Gospel, or 38th verse, we find the promise, read, he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being, out of his belly, another translation said innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water, but this spake he of the Spirit. So the first reference would seem to indicate an inward state, a well of water in you, springing up to everlasting life, an inward state, which benefits the one so blessedly filled. The latter makes provision for others to whom the Spirit's blessings flow forth after the baptism with the Holy Ghost when the Spirit comes upon the believer. Now here in John 14:16, the Lord Jesus promises another comforter, implying that he, their comforter, would be removed and that another would be sent. Remember, he said, I'll pray the Father, and he shall send you another comforter. Well, now, since Jesus of Nazareth could not be in them, because he went on in the 17th verse, said that he is with you, but he shall be in you. Jesus of Nazareth could not be in them. You see, Jesus of Nazareth, with a resurrected flesh and bone body, a body that you could feel and see. Remember we read a scripture last night about where Peter preaching to Cornelius' household, talks about after Jesus' resurrection, said, we ate with him. Ate with him and drank with him. You see, he had a meal. And so you see, with that physical body, which is not flesh and blood, but flesh and bone, because after his resurrection, when he appeared on one occasion to his disciples, they said, it's a spirit. He said, hand on me. Hand on me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone. So Jesus of Nazareth, with that flesh and bone body, ascended on high. They saw him as he left them. And he is seated, the Bible tells us, at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. So he could not, you know, be in them. But thanks be unto God, he sent the Holy Ghost. And he could be in them. Now, Ezekiel 36. You remember Ezekiel prophesied. You see, God, by Ezekiel, you might say, said, then will I sprinkle, 36:27, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Now notice this, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Let me mention, Craig and I have Call to Arms Men's Conference coming up November 7 and 8. That's Thursday and Friday. You can go online, rhema.org/CTA, find out about it, and register. This is a registered conference.
Yes.
So you can go there, and hey, it's a different men's conference. You want to be here. It's going to be great.
So, ladies, let me tell you, usually we have to do all the things for our husbands. Yes, we are the organizer. We are the one that does it. So just go online and you register your husband for a Call to Arms, because I'm going to tell you what, he will come back a changed man.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and The Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.